Blog Talk Radio.
Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evil doers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said my foot slipped into thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll do it.
Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll do it.
Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll do it.
Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll do it.
Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll do it.
Who gon' do it?
I'ma do it.
Who gon' do it?
Think I'll 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 do it.
Who gon' do it? I'm a man of God, not a boy. This goes out to Bath, Troy, Babylon, USA. Gonna be destroyed. I sold a coat, sold a weed, XC, what you need? I had room, had the light, grew my own, no seeds. I went to bed, couldn't sleep for about 2 weeks. Commandments I keep, so what I read? Holy Bible is my rifle. 12 hours, 12 months, enough 12 disciples. So do the time to stand up, pray and put your hands up. Time's up, what you gonna do? It's time to man up. See the signs, end times. Do you understand, bruh?
you guys doing there today? This is coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. This show today is called To the True House of Israel and the Hebrew Soldiers of Jesus Christ. I've been paying attention to a lot of stuff been going on out there, and I've been looking at the scriptures in the direction that we are headed as a people in a nation. Many of you are coming to a light. It seems that way, but is it the real light? Because I look at what you guys are talking about out there. A lot of you guys saying, man, we Hebrew, Israelite brethren. But at the same time, you guys are denying the very foundation of God. You guys, a lot of you guys out there don't really believe in God no more. And it's kind of amazing. I sit there and I look and I realize here are the children of the kingdom. But yet, they reject God. They reject Jesus. And they come up with all kind of nonsense talking about Jesus is the name of Zeus and all that. All these foreign philosophies. It's kind of funny how the devil works. See, the devil lets you come into a knowledge of yourself. And after you've come into a knowledge of yourself, he takes and starts throwing in the different types of deception, bringing in false teachers among you. And you guys yourselves don't recognize it. You know, and I like to thank the Lord. I'm going to stop for a second because this is a Sabbath. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to worship him. Worship means to submit to him. We're supposed to submit to him 7 days a week. But this was the day when we were supposed to congregate and share his word, break up his word, brothers and sisters out there, and to all those who are the listeners. You know, the show today, you know, because it's a great concern to me of what I'm seeing. But I'm going to say a quick little, real brief prayer here. Lord, I'd like to just thank you for bringing us all together. I'd like to thank you for every brother and sister who came to listen to this radio show today. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the word of God go forth, that it enters into the mind and heart and break those chains of bondage and chains of deception. Lord, we'd like to thank you for once again for another Sabbath, another day of life, and I guess liberty to some degree, Lord. Lord, I'd like to just thank you for giving this radio show to be able to reach out to my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. So, I've been looking at this thing, and it really amazes me when I hear some of this conversation, and it's really shocking to hear the ignorance of people. For instance, there's a thing about the J. They tell brothers, you get, man, J, and I've been hearing this from brothers from GOCC and other little groups they have out there. That's one of the more popular ones out there. So I hear stuff from them, and they talk about the J, saying the J is in the English language. You know, and so I'm saying, okay, what are they talking about? They're saying that God don't recognize the J. And here it is, we got 6,000 active languages all at once. People speaking 6,000, you know, on record languages. So God has become so small that here in America we speak English, but he's not going to recognize the name of Jesus, unless you say Yeshua. Then he goes, oh, they call it on the name of Jesus. You know, small-minded thinking. I can't believe how small people make God sometimes. And if he cannot understand every language on the earth, and he is the one who created them. Then there's the brothers and sisters who's looking back to Egypt. Here, man, I'm from Africa, and the Egypt don't even realize we were slaves in Egypt. We're in bondage. That's the house of bondage. We created Egypt during the time of Joseph. Joseph came down. He was sold into slavery by his brothers. You can look in the latter parts of Genesis and read that story for yourself, the historical facts. It says, so we went down in Egypt. What did we bring to Egypt? We brought them one God. Joseph came in and showed them how to break up their crops because it was 7 years of famine coming, and he made them one of the richest nations there were in the world at that time. So we built Egypt, just like we have built America, but our people seem to be blind to this fact, you know. And I don't want to give this into the people thing, but this is the condition of our people. And it's really shocking to see some of the mindsets we have, and they claim an Egyptology, all that garbage. You know, they look at Egypt and don't even realize we are the people who built Egypt. You know, Akhenaten, which is actually Joseph with Nefertiti, they're the ones who brought the one God to those people. Akhen, as they call it in the other dialect or whatever. And then for us, the Hebrew, Hebrewic language for our God is called Elohim. Elohim. That's what in all the, and this is the only place you find that is in the Hebrew text, where our actual language. And the people who live in Israel right now, they speak in Yiddish. They don't speak Hebrew or actual real Hebrew. That's Yiddish or Yiddish. And you look at Hebrew and Yiddish and you see how similar they are, because that's Esau's children. But not just dwelling on that, just looking at what the Bible says and what it foretold us about ourselves. Because I know many of you who are listening to this show, you should be familiar with Deuteronomy 28 and 29, which actually show you who we are. And it goes, we said, and we should be a bond servant, talking about we should go down the ship. You know, that Egypt is pretty much, in certain different places in the scripture, Egypt simply represents the house of bondage. So we should go into bondage in ships. And, you know, you give me another people who've been carried across the world, scattered all over the world, and I'll listen to you. Then, to top it off, Israel cannot return, and that's the story in itself, but Christ has to restore Israel. But let's look at the scriptures and see what it told us, because when Jesus was dealing with our people way back when, look what he says. When Jesus heard it, this is Matthew 8, it's going to be 10 through 12. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that follow him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. You see, our people lacking. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom who it rightfully belong to shall be cast out in the outer darkness. They shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth for pain. Many of you, as we talk, are going to be lost. Because first of all, you guys reject Jesus' name. You guys don't see the necessity of it. And I'm going to go to Hosea 6. Hosea 6. And read what he said about us. See, this is Israel today. I'm looking at you and seeing the course of the area, the direction y'all are headed into. And many of you are headed into paganism, already involved in paganism, witchcraft, and worship of idols in Egypt. Remphilion and all these different foreign names, and you guys contribute Nimrod, whose name is simply just changed down through time, Orion, Zeus, whatever you want to call him, Jupiter. His name has just simply changed. It has nothing to do with Jesus. He's one of the first antichrists. After chapter 10, him and his mother, Semiramis, went out and brought about witchcraft once again to deceive the world, in other words, led them away from God. And so it changed his name down through time to the real Jesus comes. And he's given birth in Jerusalem when God overshadows Mary. The power of the highest, Luke 1, overshadows her. God said, let there be life, and there is life. The baby comes into existence. But that's for you to go search out, to get into this. And it talks about Hosea 4 and 6. Many said, my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. See, the truth. They have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. That's why he's talking about many, they're going to be the kids. People will come from all around the world and sit in the kingdom of heaven. But to the children of the kingdom who rightfully belong to are going to be cast in the outer darkness, where they should be weeping and gnashing teeth. If anybody knows, that's really in reference to the lake of fire, whether you believe it or not. You guys are making a decision on your eternity, believing all these falsehoods. Okay? And taking, accepting everybody else's culture, which is sub also biblical. It even talks about the condition of us in Leviticus 26 and 37, when it says, and they shall fall one upon another. You know, we're the only people we know in the world that's really just annihilating one another. We should fall one upon another as it was before a sword, another a war, when none pursue it. You shall have no power to stand before your enemy. That's why you guys are getting killed out there and don't even realize these are signs of who you really are. You guys should fall upon one another. You guys are killing one another, and you're talking about Black Lives Matter. How does Black Lives Matter and you guys are wiping one another out? Anybody, you guys can call in, lines are free, and to call in. My guest call-in number is going to be 773-897-6105. Once again, it's 773-897. So I'm looking at this thing. I'm looking at the course we're headed in, and I'm looking at my people being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you guys, you know, first of all, the gospel that you see in these churches today is a European gospel. It comes from Rome. Okay, and even like I was doing a study the other night about God's name. Okay, God has only been called by titles up until the time that Jesus came. See, there was, you never heard his name until Jesus came. Okay? So all this Jehovah, that's Lord, you know, is God, the creator. And there was a scripture I was looking at, and I know a lot of witnesses use, and that is, Psalms 83. In Psalms 83, they said that's the name of God, but they don't even understand that there was somebody inserted is. And they did, every time you see in the Bible a slant, that means that's been added. That was not in the original text. And that one little slant has changed the whole meaning. It says that man, this is verse 18, Psalms 83 and 18. It says that man may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah. Now watch, that is added. And are the most high over all the earth. Now you go back and you look at that scripture. Without that slander, without the anti, they were not saying his name was Jehovah. They were talking to him. He said, the man they know that thou who name alone Jehovah are the most high over all the earth. Thy name alone. So they were making reference that creator, God. Thy name is the most high over all the earth. Elohim. The creator of all man and everything that lives. And so I look at this and I look at the condition of our people and I look at the scriptures that says they're destroyed from the lack of knowledge. They reject knowledge. So when you begin to talk to them about the truth, not understanding that with this Bible, this is your history. Your history has never been lost. It's this shrouded in mystery. They did that deliberately to make you lose yourself. So here it is. You're looking at the Bible. You're saying, oh, man, it's a Christian book. Well, the Christian don't come along to chapter 10 and 11 of Acts. From chapter 12 all the way up to the 10 and 11, he's only dealing with Israel. The priesthood changed tribes when Jesus came along. So it went from under the Levitical priesthood, which was under Moses, and to Jesus, which is the tribe of Judah. The priesthood changed. That's where the New Testament comes in. And then on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down, like he told them, to go wait in Jerusalem until they be endured with power from on high, which is Acts 1 and 8. And they wouldn't wait, and that's in that area that's not even read it. I'll flip this for accuracy, people, accuracy. So they went to Jerusalem, and they waited. And if you don't know no better, you don't realize these are the Jews. This is the black people he's talking to. And they all had gathered into Jerusalem. Yeah, it's 1 and 8. It's correct. He says, and when Jesus told them, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. In other words, God's power and authority has come up over you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. This is what we have been given to do, to take the truth to the world, but we rejected it. So he rejected us, and so he gave it to these Gentiles to run with, and the Gentiles simply made it their book. But they don't come into existence. They're apostles, like they changed interface. So the apostles, that's where you get apostolic. Like the lady said she's apostolic Christian. She's correct because apostolic will be the Jew. The Christian will be the apostolite, the one who converted into the faith, into our faith. Okay, so my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, and I will also forget thy children. See, a curse. Because here it is, we're doing the same things our forefathers did. We're worshiping other gods. The same thing that made God mad back in the day, we're still in that same wretched position. That's why it says Christ will save his people. And here's 5 and 43, and then I'm going to show you some other stuff because, you know, these shows don't last that long, and I don't have very little time, but that's really not important. That's neither here nor there. So John chapter 5 and 43, look what he says. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. You will accept the Antichrist. You guys reject the Father's name. You reject the name Jesus come to us in. And you guys say, what do you mean Jesus come to us in the Father's name? Chapter 17 of the Gospel of John. Let's look at this. Let's get an understanding according to the scripture. This is our book. This is not a Christian book. This is a Jew book. So let's look at what they're saying to us in our book, in our text, not the Quran or some other book other than what's ours. And here is chapter 17 in the Gospel of John, verse 6. It says, I have manifested thy name unto men, unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine thy word, and thou gave them me. And thou have kept thy word. Notice he had manifested, so he had revealed the name of God to these men. Can you tell me who were they casting out devils and what name were they using? You know, what name were they actually using when they were casting out devils? Was it the name of Jehovah, Lord? Was it the name of Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim? Or what name were they using? And the Philippians, I'm going to verse 9. It says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So if he given him a name above every name, and he said, he's revealed the Father's name to him, what name is above God's name? There is no name above God's name, so that would have to have been his name. He named his son Jesus Christ right after himself. He has given him a name above every name. His name is higher than any name on earth. He ain't going to exalt nobody above his name. So if you really understand what I just read to you, he manifested his name. It ain't the name of Jehovah. That's a title. That's a title. That's who he is. He's the creator. He's Lord. He's sovereign in power. He's self-existing. God, Elohim. Okay? And then you go to Psalms, which is Psalms 38 and 2. Psalms 38 and 2. 138. Once again, Psalms 138 and 2. Now look at this. He says, and I will worship towards the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified the word above all thy name. Understand, the name Jesus Christ identifies who he is. Okay? That identifies that person. That's Joseph over there. You know that's me. But that's who am I? The word of God is who he is. That's his character. That's his person. That's who he is. But that name just identifies you. So he lets you know if Jesus came, they didn't cast out demons in nobody else's name. When they were casting out demons, they were casting it out in God's name, in the Son's name, because he's named after his Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them. Okay? And caller 804, you want to get on this mic here? I'm going to open the line up to you. Hello? 804? Okay, I guess they don't have nothing they want to say there. Well, so you're looking at this, and you see that he had magnified his name above all names. So that name, Jesus, when you're dealing with that name, okay? Okay. So I'm looking at my screen while here I was trying to open the phone to you. But he deals with that name. And so that name is above every name. So he gave the Father gave the Son his name. There's no such thing as Trinity. Many people will tell you that there's a Trinitarian doctrine that does not exist. Okay? Because the Bible lets you know in Acts 2 and 22. You know, if everybody have, they be talking about, they use chapter 14 and say, he said, have you seen the Father so long with us? What is that really saying? Rightfully dividing the word of truth. This is what we lack in this day and age. Okay, so when you're talking about rightfully dividing the word of truth, let's look at 2 and 22. First of all, it says, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, not possibly, but might, but shall be saved. So you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, look what it says, a man not of God, a man, approved of God among you by what? Miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. So here you have Jesus. He's not God. He's literally that's hello? And so he is not God. So when you put him on that level and make him God, then you truly don't understand what you're talking about. He's not God. And so I'm looking at the house of Israel, though. I'm not really worried about everybody there, 'cause I'm just looking at all the different things we have followed. And here he is. Jesus came down there to make a way for us. Many of us are going to be condemned because we reject his name. You look at John, which is John 3 and 17. The Gospel of John 3 and 17. It says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved, that there was a power of deliverance. He said, and he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What does that mean? You know what that means? That means simply they don't see the necessity or the reason why they need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't see the reason. And in Acts 21, I was showing you. They told them on the day of Pentecost about that. So these men wanted clarification. And so they were talking. And he went on to say, you pick up in Acts 2 and 36. Now, when they heard this, Acts 2 and 36, it says, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, when they were pricked in their heart, in other words, they were convicted and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? It said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, everyone you want, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he said, for the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So here, this one scripture, John 3 and 5 says, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So Acts 2:30 is what? Baptism, and it's a promise of the Holy Ghost. And then in Luke, it tells them that repentance, Luke 24, at the ending verses, it tells them that, I'm trying to get you the exact scripture. Okay, Luke 24, it says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So there's repentance and remission of sin. And then it says in Acts 4 and 12, what it says, neither is our salvation under heaven whereby a man must be saved. A name given, a man where a man must be saved. 12, neither is our salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So that's the name there. Revelations 1 and 5 said, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. So all that's contained in Acts 2:38. But the problem with the house of Israel, we don't have an understanding of the scripture that this is our book. This is how we enter into a covenant relationship with God. And that's what we need to do. We need to seek truth. Not all these winds and doctrines and all these false things. You find out who you are, and then you walk away from the Bible. Does that make sense, people? You know, the day of the day, you know, it tells us about America. It says, come out of her, that you be not partakers of her sin. We had a time, but we have to turn back to God or we all going to be lost. Then he talks about that in Isaiah 10, about though the house of Israel be as the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall return. So this is what we are dealing with. And I'd like to thank you guys for coming out today. Guys, please leave comments, subscribe. Go out and get my books, The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, The Caliphate, Rise of Islam and Nation, and The Temple Mount. But I'd like to thank you guys for coming out again to Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a great evening.